Hey, so we covered the game part of last night's Super Bowl, but what about the other part you like to watch, the advertisements? A lot of Super Bowl parties, the ads get just as much attention as the action on the field. So we had a little debate this morning about what worked and what didn't. And you know what? Can we do Dan's first?
Sure, Dan, we can. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah. We're running this show.
So, Dan, you were into this sort of political ad.
There were a couple ads I liked. Yeah, I thought that they had this ad with James Carville, the Democratic strategist, and Bill Frist, former Republican Senate Majority Leader. And they're on this sort of meet the press type of talk show. And it's an ad for Coca-Cola. And we actually have that sound, Jacob, if we can play that.
Gentlemen, surely the point is
come
that
on.
Democrats have been
facts.
Spreading this far-left agenda
for too
long. They're
just plain wrong.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Right now?
No talking. Jinx rule.
So at this point, they proceed to go out and get a Coke and start bonding and going all around Washington, D.C. on the top of a double-decker tourist bus.
Kind of a mandate.
Right, and they bond over Coca-Cola is the idea. I mean, I do give Coke credit for observing Jinx rules.
Yes.
That's very important.
And
so.
Promoting bromance. I do like that too.
Yes.
My favorite ad, I just showed it to Rachel,
She
laughed so hard, was the Doritos ad with the mouse.
Very funny.
For anybody who hasn't seen this, a very gentlemanly-looking man in a suit and a tie brings some cheese Doritos. He puts a little bit of Doritos in the mouse trap, and he places it right in front of a mouse hole. He pulls up his chair with his bag of Doritos, preparing to watch the mouse see his end, and then the man in the chair puts his hands in his big bag of Doritos, hence big, and takes a big munch, and this giant mouse comes flying out of the wall, tackles him, and knocks him over on the chair.
It's like a man in a plush mouse suit.
The most fake, awful mouse suit. And then they come back after the graphic, and the mouse is just pummeling the guy on the floor.
You can, like, see the mouse's real pants underneath
his
costume.
Totally, yeah.
It's on YouTube, and there's all these responses. It's already been favorited 996 times. Somebody said, dude, that mouse just served that guy. Somebody else wrote, this man needs a short film Oscar. And someone else wrote, rolling on the floor laughing, almost wet my pants. Too
awesome.
Funny.
And it's so much better to have a blatantly fake guy in an animal suit than some of these computer-generated animals. Like, there was this one terrible one where these computer-generated lizards were doing the Thriller dance, and it was just like, some guys in a boardroom decided they needed computer-generated animals to dance, and that was a good idea.
No, if you're going to do fake animals, do fake animals, like with the dude in a costume.
Exactly. Right. But there was one with some cartoon animals that Ian wanted to mention something about here.
Yeah, and, you know, I think these ads, like, a lot of times you have one that's so good, you catch yourself on the couch with your mouth wide open. And this next ad, I caught myself with my mouth wide open, but not because I was loving it. So picture some cartoon pandas, and let's hear a little bit.
Ting Ting, we have no customers, no sales. We're going out of business.
Okay, that's,
out of
that's
the
probably
game.
Enough of it.
Out of the game.
Yeah, and, you know.
I mean, wow.
No, really. You know, an exec, that's for a company called Sales Genie.
Yep.
Which the executive, you know, an executive says, you know, it was intentionally bad. It wasn't really offensive. A lot of people are really offended. On the off chance that, you know, it is pretty offensive, I didn't want to click on the site, you know, because I didn't want to reward this commercial.
Right.
So I had to do all my research avoiding salesgenie.com here.
How'd that work out?
Well, from what I could see on the Google page, not clicking through to Sales Genie, they're the leader in sales leads and mailing lists. So if you need a mailing list and you didn't mind that commercial, go to Sales Genie. Also, the San Francisco Chronicle called that ad, last night's Super Bowl ad, quote, most likely to result in apology, which is pretty
totally.
Accurate.
Information Week gave it a D.
Yeah. And speaking of question marks, did you guys see this one with the heart?
Oh. We just watched it online. It was totally freaky.
Explain what happens, Dan.
Well, it's this woman sitting in front of her laptop in a pretty drab-looking office, and all of a sudden her heart literally pops out of her chest onto her keyboard.
And leaves a gaping wound.
Right. And the heart then proceeds to
it's not a cute heart.
Yeah. Right. The heart proceeds to walk itself into the boss's
right,
it's still beating. Proceeds to walk into the boss's office, hold up a sign that says I quit, and walk out. The heart does. And it's an ad for CareerBuilder.com, and this tagline is follow your heart. But it's very graphic, and I mean, I don't know how small kids, but I would think that a small kid watching the game could be a little disturbed by that.
On YouTube, people are commenting on it as well. This one says, pretty disgusting gross. This one is my favorite, two of these. I thought her boob popped out. And finally, the basic consensus, I thought that was weird. Wasn't very funny.
Yeah.
Do we have time for the Bud Light one?
Let's hit it real quick. It's a pretty funny Bud Light ad that we got here.
Bud Light is brewed to give you everything you want in a beer. Never-ending refreshment, superior drinkability, and now the ability to breathe fire.
Allow me.
He lights the candles, right?
Wow. That's hot.
Do you have a cat?
The ability to breathe fire no longer available in Bud Light.
He just tortures her apartment with a sneezing fit. Did you like that one?
I did like that one. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
All right, guys. Thanks for weighing in. Maybe we'll post I would like to post the Mouse Dorito one. Can we do that?
Yeah, totally.
All right.
Yeah, cool. And we'll get some comments in the blog on some of the more questionable ones, too.
Yeah, I think we should. NPR.org/Brian Part.
Up next on the show, talking with video and audio artist Shireen Nashat. Stay with us.